Hi, my name's Nikki. I'm a wolf classer. We're in South Town of Nobbing and we're classing a clip today with the S&J Blake shearing team. We've been out here for about 4 days and we'll be here till probably Sunday or Monday.
As Nikki Tao ducks around the shearing shed skirting fleeces, it's easy not to notice that she's wheeling, not walking. Her hands work quickly as she pulls the dirt and daggy ends from the woolen fleece spread out on the table in front of her. Hello, I'm Bridget Fitzgerald. 31-year-old Nikki is in a wheelchair after a serious car crash last year left her an incomplete paraplegic. She'd only worked as a wool classer for a few months before the accident, but had already fallen in love with her job and with sheep. She was determined to get back to work, and after months of rehabilitation, here she is. I've caught up with Nikki on her third day back in the job in this shearing shed in the West Australian wheat belt, about 260 kilometres northeast of Perth.
I was getting told I wouldn't be able to do it again, and I just can't see why you can't do something because my situation's changed. There's just have to adapt to it, and lucky enough, my boss and everyone were really supportive, so yeah, I was more than happy to come back.
Nikki says there were some things to think about before she got back to work, because every property and every shed is so different.
Because the sheds, some of them are a bit more challenging than others, there's going to be little obstacles, and I was more worried about bringing contamination in the wheelchair and things like that, and also endangering other employees. Like, I don't want to be in their way or cause them a hazard where they'll get injured. Yeah, everyone else has been fine. The guys lift me up if it's too high, and yeah, we just make it work. I guess I'm a little bit less nimble and a heap shorter, so I know what it'd be like being really short now. It's just the same, I guess, in a way. I just can't really jump and press down wool packs with my feet like I used to be able to. I did have a shot at trying to throw a fleece the other day, but I can't really propel to the table, so unless I can throw it from the board to the table, it's a little bit of an issue I've got to work on.
Her boss is shearing contractor Shane Blake, and he says Nikki was asking to come back to work as soon as she was out of surgery.
Pretty much as soon as she came to in hospital. She was telling the doctors and that she had to go back to work. You know, she couldn't, obviously, but she's got quite good determination. She's pretty keen to do it. So.
And he was only too happy to have her back.
Nikki's worked for me for about 6 months before the accident. And then she's had the accident and she's been pretty keen to get back to the shed ever since. So we're doing our own sheep at the moment. And I said, oh, would she like to come out and have a go to see how she goes? And no, she's doing really good.
Shane's wife, Janina, says she's in awe of how independent Nikki's been back in the shed.
After her accident, to know that she survived, how she survived, and the fact that she has got this far, managed to come back to work and do the things she does, even from a wheelchair, amazes me what she can do.
But for Shane and Janina's contracting business, the fact that Nikki was in a car crash on the way to work is all too common a scenario.
There's been 4 previous workers that have passed away on country roads, one only a couple of months ago. So, yeah.
Just from your team, your contracting team?
Yeah, they have worked for us in the past 2 years. Yeah.
So 4 people in 2 years?
Yeah.
Hey, what kind of things are you conscious of when you're driving to and from work?
Probably not to use phones and stuff, and yeah, just speed, slow down. Trucks and that, especially out on the roads that we're on. Quite often there's trucks or on the dirt roads. So just, yeah, taking it a bit more easier, especially wet, dry. Yeah, just being more aware of where you are, what the weather's like or what you're doing.
And Nikki herself really wants people to think about road safety when they hear her story.
September the 14th, I was driving to work at a shed in training from Darren, and I failed to negotiate a bend because I came over the hill, and as the sun was rising, I was going east directly into sunrise. And the sun just, I couldn't see at all where the road was. And I thought that section of the road actually went straight, and it was quite a sharp bend. And I went straight, didn't even realise until I made impact. As soon as I heard gravel, I realised I'd left the road. And then I impacted with a concrete spoon drain and flipped the car and rolled it and ended up 35 metres from the road. I realised when the car came to a stop, obviously, and I'd been, like, the airbag had gone off and things like that. I realised the severity of it. I kind of looked around and made a quick assessment of it and just reached for my phone and then thought, I've got to tell someone what's happened and stuff like that. I was more concerned about being late for work because I thought this is definitely not a five-minute thing. This car is broken. So, yeah, at that point, a little bit of pain started to kick in. I started to, when I looked at my feet and I realised they were both pointing one way, which they don't usually do, then I realised that something wasn't quite right and my body just wasn't responding to me. It was like they were there but just weren't listening.
Nikki suffered serious spinal and leg injuries in the crash. She has some movement in her hips and upper legs, but no movement below the knee. After a stint in hospital, she was sent off for rehabilitation. Nikki was determined that her wheelchair wasn't going to dictate her life.
When I finally got transferred to Fiona Stanley, that's where you go. They call it rehabilitation, state rehabilitation. It's basically, they send you there and you don't really know what's happening, and then it's basically where they kind of tell you that, you know, this is your new life, you're just going to have to get used to it. And they teach you ways to deal with it, but it's nothing like when you go out in the real world and what they're trying to teach me and tell me how they thought I could do my job or that they thought I couldn't do my job. It's a little bit hard for people to even grasp when they've never even been in a wool shed of what I'm dealing with. So I kind of just left it and just, yeah, long, I tried to block out the negativity people were throwing and then just think in my head I would get back to it. But it's when you start to get to a point where you do get a bit down and it just seems like it's not realistic anymore, that's when you start to get kind of depressed. It's like having the thing you love most taken away from you and then being told you won't do it again. And it's just when I made the decision that I wasn't going to listen anymore, and yeah, I had to change the people around me to, my team's always been so positive with me and everyone's positive comments, and that gave me the confidence that I am doing the right thing and kind of encouraged me to want to keep going. So yeah, if I can teach other people that they don't have to let a disability stop them, and even when I'm lying in bed, I just think about different ways I can modify my broom or how I can do this differently, because I think of different sheds and how they're different, their access, how I could get in there. And yeah, I just think each one's going to be a little bit tricky. There'll be so many different things, but it's like everything. Yeah, you just work around it. I'll get stronger and better at it, and then, yeah, it'll be like it never happened.
And this is only the beginning for Nikki Tao. She's planning to get back to study to extend her classing into goats and alpacas. She wants to do more consulting and completely immerse herself in this industry that she loves.
When you look at old shearing videos of where the shearers used to rock up in the day when it was before mobile phones and all technology and everything like that, they barely had power. And yeah, just seeing the pride in the industry back then, it's always been a hard job and nothing in life is ever going to be easy. But yeah, the sheds are just, yeah, amazing. It's just the variety, and I do love sheep.